Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Trivia with Dad.
I'm your host, Dad. We have a wonderful show in store today. North America, frogs, logos, songs with numbers in the titles. Round one, North America. It's not just Mexico, U.S., and Canada. There are 23 countries. St. Kitts and Nevis, population 48,000, is a real country. Question one. What is the most spoken language in North America after English and Spanish?
Portuguese?
Incorrect.
French?
Correct. It all stems back to way back when France laid claim to the territory we now know as Canada. Around 22% of Canadians speak French. Quebec is the largest French-speaking province. Question 2. Which city is the birthplace of Starbucks?
Washington, D.C.
Incorrect.
New York?
Seattle. The world's famous Pike Place Market, where they have a famous fish market where they throw a fish. You've actually been there, Maddie. Mila, you have not. Question 3. What is the most populous city in North America?
New York City.
Incorrect.
Las Vegas?
Mexico City. Ooh, they've answered Mexico City many times throughout our 72 episodes, but not when they needed to. They have about 1 more million people than New York City, 9 million. Question 4. What is the name for the string of islands at the southern tip of Florida?
Hawaii.
What? She just throws a joke out there, I hope. Florida Keys. A key is a small, low-elevation island above a coral reef. There are 800 keys in the Florida Keys. Question 5. What is Canada's national animal?
A moose?
Incorrect. Good guess.
A bear?
Wow, they struggle to the tune of 1 out of 5. It's a beaver, or we would have took Canadian horse. In the U.S., you have the bald eagle or the American bison, and in Mexico, you have the golden eagle or the jaguar. Why are all these countries picking multiple national animals? You guys just stick with one, and then you vote every 4 years for a new national animal. Round 2, frogs. Frogs drink through their skin. They just let the water in, apparently. And many people listening have probably dissected a frog when they were in middle school or high school. And lastly, we all know if you kiss a frog, it might become a prince.
Maybe I'll go kiss a frog.
Question 1. What type of animal are frogs?
Amphibians.
Yes, and we have an amphibians round on show 61 if you just can't get enough of this topic. Question 2. What famous Muppet character sings the song It's Not Easy Being Green?
Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog. But green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like a mountain or tall like a tree. Question 3. What is the most poisonous frog in the world?
Sh- The poison dart frog?
Incorrect.
The yellow one.
The golden poison frog. This is the rare case where everybody knows about the poison dart frog, the second most poisonous thing in the world. Usually nobody knows second place, but nobody knows first place. Once again, most poisonous frog, the golden poison frog. Question 4. What is the name of the princess in Disney's hit movie, The Princess and the Frog?
Tiana?
Correct. A spin on the Brothers Grimm tale, The Frog Prince. The Brothers Grimm. Did they create every fairy tale? Question 5. What do you call a group of frogs?
A herd.
Incorrect.
A group?
An army. 3 out of 5, though. Decent little comeback. They're up to 4 halfway through the show. This episode is brought to you by Ox Power. What is Ox Power? Well, they are convenient money savers for your gadgets. Charge this, charge that, connect this, adapt that. They got a whole Amazon store. Link is in the description. Round 3, logos. Have you internalized all these logos you've been witnessing your whole life? Do you know what the logo is for the car Jaguar? It's a jaguar. The rest won't be so easy. Question 1. Which sports car company features a horse as its logo?
Tesla.
Good guess? No.
Toyota.
No. Ferrari or Porsche? Very similar logos. They got a little prancing horse referencing the horsepower in their engines.
I got a Grock in my Rari.
Question 2. How many stripes are above the word Adidas on their logo?
3.
3 is correct. Founder Adolf Dassler called it the 3-stripe company. Question 3. Which cell phone company is able to get by with a simple red chip?
Verizon?
Correct. They mix it up. They also got a red Z. They use the full name. These companies got to stick to one logo, basic marketing, then more people understand their brand. Question 4. The Olympic logo is made up of 5 rings. That's easy. We get it. Do you know their colors? No. But I'll tell you. Green, yellow, red, blue, and black. Which color ring appears first?
Red?
Incorrect.
Green.
Incorrect. It's blue, then black, then red in the top, and the bottom is yellow and green. You got the 5 rings making up the 5 continents. Americas count as 1 continent. Antarctica does not get represented in the Olympics. Question 5. Vineyard Vines. All the craze a couple of years ago in middle school. Maybe it's still popular. I don't really know. What animal is used for the logo for Vineyard Vines?
A whale.
She is correct. Do you know what color?
Pink.
It is typically a pink whale. How'd they do in that round? They got Verizon. They got 3. They got whale. 3 out of 5. They're up to 7 headed into round 4. Song titles. This is a fun with numbers edition song titles. Question 1. What band wrote the song 8 Days a Week?
The Backstreet Boys?
Incorrect.
The Beatles?
Beatles is correct. Most number one hits of all time. Ooh, I need your love, babe. 8 Days a Week. Question 2. One Love and 3 Little Birds are great songs from this amazing island artist.
Three little birds went out one day.
Oh, that is a nursery rhyme. That is incorrect. Mila.
Hippogriff.
Bob Marley. Love me some Bob Marley. That's it. Next time we're in the car, you guys are listening to nothing but Bob Marley. Question 3. This artist has over 10 number one Hot 100 hits, but her song titled 22 wasn't one of them.
The actual song is called 21 and it's Taylor Swift.
No, it's called 22. And she also has a song called 15. Swifties unite. Question 4. According to his biggest hit, how old was Lucas Graham when his mama told him to go make some friends or you'll be lonely?
Seven.
That's right. 7 years by Lucas Graham. Same song at 11. His dad says, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Great song. Bad advice for an 11-year-old.
Yeah, I'll go get a wife. No.
Question 5. What year does the artist Prince want to party like heading into the third millennium?
'99?
Yes. 2000 party over. Oops, out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. He was partying like it's 1999 because we all thought the world was going to end in the year 2000.
Why did we think the world was going to end in the year 2000?
So it was this thing called Y2K, and it was something to do with computers. They all thought that the computers couldn't switch from the year 1999 to 2000. They were worried that the one couldn't switch. So they thought all the computer programs would just like break and there'd be chaos and maybe we'd like lose all of our bank accounts and the world would go into anarchy. But instead, they just switched to the year 2000. People were literally buying like bottles of water. They thought, you know, they were going to be bunkering in their houses. Electricity would be going off. As Y2K, nothing happened. Girls, 4 out of 5 for songs. What are they at? 11? I'm always miscounting, but I do believe it is 11. Heading into 2 Truths and a Lie, Daylight Saving Time. There's no S. Check it out. It is not Daylight Savings Time. That right there is your lesson. It's even hard to say correctly. Statement 1. Ben Franklin invented Daylight Saving Time. Statement 2. The first country to initiate DST was Germany. Statement 3. DST goes into effect at 2 a.m., not midnight. So you have Ben Franklin invented it. Germany was the first country to initiate it, and it goes into effect at 2 a.m. Maddie, the lie.
Ben Franklin?
She's back onto me, folks. He did not invent it. It is credited with some dude from Germany, and that's why they initiated it first. All right, well, happy days, folks at home. Give us a review. Share us with your grandma. She'll be like, what? A podcast? You know, back in my day, we didn't even have podcasts. And you'll be like, grandma, it's a family-friendly show. Give it a 5-star review. She'll be like, what?